It's a dumb sport. It's like one of those sports where there's like, all right, well, there's already a more popular version of this, and I'm not good at that.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
So I'll do the one that most people don't do.
Right.
And then become good at that and pretend like...
Like racquetball and squash?
Yeah, uh-huh. Squash.
Y'all ever play squash?
Yeah. I love playing squash.
I love playing squash.
I like squash.
I like getting my pussy fat and playing squash.
Sometimes I put a whole squash racket in my ass.
You know what I like to do? I put a whole butternut squash up my ass. I go to my job at the car dealer. It says, Lanny, why you got that squash up your ass? Because I tell him I'm gay. I'm gay. What else am I supposed to do?
I'm gay Lanny with squash in my ass.
Lanny, I go to the grocery store and I see the vegetables and all I got to... I just want to put them in my ass. The only thing I live for is putting that vegetables in my ass. What's that, an eggplant? Shove that in my ass.
Oh, boy. My ass is starting to water.
Yeah, you know, something like that.
Gay Lenny's ass. Gay Lenny's ass water is not his mouth.
The Velveeta room in Austin, there was... This Jake would tell me about this guy that used to like come in to do the mic, but he was like some Texas guy, so he had the accent. Mm-hmm. And he would order ice water, but he had the accent. So he'd be like, "Can I get a big old glass of ass water?" Can I get a glass of ass water, please?
That's what you do after an enema.
Yeah,
he's drinking.
Yeah. Might pour me up one of them used colonics. Sir, there's nothing I love more than drinking my wife's coffee enema after she passes it. We make a nice little ass coffee, out of my wife's used colonics. Yeah. Well, sir, we got a big, hot, heatable bladder, and we fill it with nothing but the finest Maxwell House. And my wife, she gets down doggy style, and we use a garden hose to funnel it into the rectum. Wait about 10 minutes, and then she so beautifully paints it all over my face and chest. Not drink that shit up, brother. And that's how I start my day.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you start a Lord's
Day. That's right about that, huh?
Yes. Well, I'd like to thank every member of the congregation that's come out to our new 1 a.m. Mass after hours.
After dark.
Yeah. Welcome to after church after dark.
Church after dark. In this one, Jesus fucks.
Yeah. It's a mega church. It is too. Yeah. Welcome to church after dark, everybody. I'm just, let's turn right to Leviticus. To the sexiest parts.
Everyone's just eating shrimp, fucking and sucking in a polyester cotton blend, which is not allowed.
You know, you can turn water into wine, and you can also turn that ass out. Mary Magdalene, he fucked her so hard one time that she pink socked. Who knows what that is? Let's have Jeremiah come up here and explain what a pink sock is.
It's when the pussy come out of the hole.
More or less, that's right. Thank you, Brother
Very
Jeremiah.
Very good, Brother Jeremiah.
Now, the Lord bless Praise Jeremiah him. With Down syndrome, but that doesn't stop him from knowing how to fuck. that's what Church After Dark is all about. As we give us your sick, your poor, your mentally disabled, your handicapped, and show me how hard they can fuck.
It's, you know, when they fucking put their hands on someone and they like pass out and shit. Yeah, they do that, but they're all coming.
That'd be
pants.
Great. A guy that goes to an evangelical like preacher and he's like, "My dick doesn't work anymore." And he's like, "Get out of here, Satan!" Just jerking him off. Yeah. Come on, get out of here, Satan! You bastard! Just sucking the guy's dick. Yeah. And then the guy's like, dick gets hard, and his like mom faints.
Yeah. The priest just wipes the come off his lips. Yeah. He's like, "Now Satan was trapped in the form of cum.
Yeah, spit that Satan directly into the holy water." And we'll be right back on Church After Dark. This is Joel Osteen blowing guys
with his big horse mouth.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, it would make sense.
All those guys are gay, dude.